It's your favorite internet radio DEEJAY, Corey Blaze, here for Amazon. Amazon is the single best way to support this free show. So shop now, shop often, and shop through the Amazon tab on our website, and we thank you. This is your boy, Corey Blaze, and I want to thank you for subscribing, downloading, and sharing Fat Guy Radio Show. Without your continued support, we wouldn't be able to bring you this free show. So on behalf of all of us here at Fat Guy Radio Show, I say thank you. And now, here's an all-new show. Quick, go gather the kids. Now, where the hell is that chipmunk?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
I got time for these badass kids. These kids are kids. They gonna kill me. I'm gonna kill them. I can see y'all reading Jet and Ebony right now. He talking. It's a shame how Bernie f***ed up those damn kids. I can't get no rest. They walk around the house 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Got their finger under my nose, seeing if I'm breathing, all that kind of shit. Badass, some of my bitches. Rocking all the damn time. I ain't no psychologist. Then this other man gonna sit up there. She gonna go upstairs. The 2-year-old, heard the 2-year-old say, "Where the cookies and shit?" He gonna tell her, "Him downstairs." Who the fuck is him? Like I ain't got no name or something. Him downstairs. The 2-year-old said, "Well, I go get this shit myself." She gonna walk her little bow-legged ass down there. I'm standing in the corner. I watch her get a little step ladder. She gonna go on open the refrigerator. I said, "What the f*** you doing?" She looked at me. "I'm getting some milk and cook." I said, "Didn't I tell your punk ass boy he couldn't have no damn cookie?" And I'm telling your short ass he can't have no damn milk cookie. Get your punk ass upstairs before you get f***ed up around here. Or she gonna look at me like I'm short, you know. Everybody in this room know what that look mean. That look mean you wanna do something to me. So I backed up. And I told her, bust a move.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, stuck in a closet where no one knows he's there, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
You better clarify what that was, just so...
I was trying to do my underwater voice.
Yeah, okay, there it is, underwater.
What is happening? What is happening right now? September 27, 2014, live from Studio G, sniffing our belly button, Lynn, at the BDB Radio Network. Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Like us on Facebook. That's a fine-ass belly button lit. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Fat Guy Radio Show. Follow us on the Twitter and Instagram at Fat Guy Radio Show. Spread the word about the show by sharing, liking, and following Fat Guy Radio Show. That's what happens when you have a really good producer. All right, folks. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. We tell you about it all the time. Next month is what, Ryan?
Next month is Halloween.
Yes. Thank you very much.
I was like, crap. Pressure.
Christmas.
Pressure.
Is it Christmas? I say Black Day. Black Day. Is it Black Day? It's Black Day, right? Black Day.
It's Halloween. And Amazon.
But you can get a flag on Amazon.
I'm sure you can.
And a Christmas tree.
A one with lots and lots of rainbow colors.
Any color.
Turkey. Turkey.
Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon has everything you need. I remember a few years back going and shopping for Halloween costumes for a few of the kids, and it was a disaster. Costumes were everywhere. They were being tramped on, but the prices were still up and high. So if you want to save money on the Halloween costumes, Halloween decorations, or your fall decorations, please shop through Amazon. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. We are heading into the holiday season for Fat Guy Radio Show. And
they
Amazon,
even have costumes in your size.
They really do. They have costumes that come in hang glider size. And you could definitely...
You may have to go as a hot air balloon, but, you know.
I thought they were called sheets, not costumes.
That's so hurtful. That's just so hurtful. Well, hell, welcome to the show, everybody. That's
10,000 thread count. You're talking to Corey Blaze over there.
There's a lot
Egyptian
of...
cotton.
I'm the softest ghost you've ever felt.
Here we go.
What is that? Velvet?
Well, welcome to the show, everybody, where it's going to be a lot of less of me and a lot of Ryan Scott. And the reason why is because I'm over here on the magic buttons, you know, because Lip decided that his family was more important than the show.
Flipping, flipping.
It's just, I think it's just his way of possibly trying to ruin the show once again, you know?
What's funny is that the kids probably didn't even get there.
No.
They're swimming still.
All the adults did it, and he didn't do anything.
Oh, no, not that.
This is from Cammy's family.
Well, nobody knows what that is, D.T. What in the world
Ryan,
are you doing?
Ryan got him a little bling blow on his wrist.
Ryan, you blinging up over there?
No, so...
Hold your bling up. We do have cameras in here. It's the same studio you use.
It's just a bracelet thing. And
yeah, you're very white.
Now, the story behind it...
Yes?
...is that my mother-in-law is kind of... She's into alternative healing. That's the nice way to put it. Okay, so she...
that one of those, like, magnetized bracelets.
Yeah, so it's one to help your balance.
Like, yeah.
Right? So that's what this is. Everybody in the family has it. So after over a year and a half of dating her daughter and over, you know, 9 months, whatever, being married. I don't remember how long we've been married. How long have we been married? Anyway.
I don't know. Your life was over in March. That's all I know.
There we go. So since March.
Come on, hurry up. Get to the punchline.
I finally got one, and I'm finally part of the family.
Oh, okay. That was worth it, D.T. Wasn't it worth asking about?
Yeah.
That's not right. All right. So today's show is going to be a little different for everybody. Number one, we are 40 minutes late because Mother Nature decided to kick us all in the teeth.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere this morning or this afternoon. So we are late, and I thank you to everybody that hung around on Ustream. And we may get a couple people that normally catch the last 15 minutes of the show. They're actually going to get a full show
today.
They're
going to get the beginning, and they're going to be like, oh, no wonder I turned into the last 15 minutes. Wait, what?
That's so messed up.
What?
No, we're not doing this. So Philippius is gone. After Ryan regaled us with that amazing story about the bling bling on his wrist, and I met your mother-in-law. She's a very, very nice lady.
She's nice.
She's
just slightly crazy.
That's okay. Nobody, don't worry. Nobody listens to this show.
All right, good.
So Philippius is out because his life is over and his family is ruined. So I'm over here in the producer nook corner, and D.T. has the sound effects machine today, so God only knows what is going to happen when it comes to that, and God only knows how the show is going to sound after I'm over here doing what I'm doing. But Ryan Scott from Full Court Press Radio has come into the show and set in
the kind
of
have random sound effects the whole show.
Yeah, you're acting like your producer on your sports show, or he just plays random crap.
I haven't heard the door in a long time.
I know, right?
That's not the big door, though.
No, that's not the big door.
That's not the big door. But we got a packed show. So we get rained out today. And I wasn't expecting it to be as bad as it was before.
Oh, it was. I think it was maybe worse. At least.
It wasn't Raymageddon.
Okay, yeah. But as far as what it did to the south side of Phoenix, to the ghettos. I'm going to put up my quotation finger.
Ryan,
right now.
let the listeners know what you said when Ryan walked into the studio after the tugboat came and got me here.
So I got in my car. It usually takes me about 30 minutes to get to the studio from my home, right?
Yeah, sure.
And I make the trip weekly, if not more often. So it's not usually something that I have to worry about. 30 minutes and I leave an hour beforehand and I am there no matter what.
Sure.
This time I left with over an hour to get here because I figured, you know, with the rain and everything and considering, you know, I'm just sitting in, I don't necessarily have to be here for all the setup.
Well, it's not like, it's like, okay, why, what the hell?
He's stuck. He's you can stay stuck for a while. Okay. So
Jesus Christ, wrangling babies again.
So I thought I left plenty of time. You actually even called me and said, hey, the rain's kind of crazy. Don't rush and put yourself in a dangerous situation trying right. to get here.
I did.
But I did leave with plenty of time to get here. It took me 45 minutes to go 4 miles.
That's ridiculous.
Because I could have walked it faster.
Sure.
And it's because all of the lights in South Phoenix are off. They're not blinking red.
You guys don't pay your light bills.
They're not blinking yellow. The stoplights are all completely off, which means for those who aren't driving or are not from the United States, I don't know, it means four-way stop time.
Correct. That's normally what it, when there is a power outage or the stoplights fail or malfunction, it turns into a four-way stop.
Yeah, automatically. Apparently to us illiterate ghetto folk that live down here in the South Side, it means go through if you're bigger. So we'd have, you know, east and west, 7-8 cars in a row from each side.
Sure.
Go through, and then north and south would get mad enough that they'd pull out their Glock 45s, and they go, six or seven at a time.
You keep throwing that at it, and you can't get to it fast enough.
And so I'm just gonna keep throwing.
Just keep throwing them.
So they pull out their Glock 45. I was like,
there you go.
You gotta cock it first.
There it is. So I basically came to the and then I get on the freeway.
Right.
And it doesn't say anywhere for us that the freeway is closed in 3 miles.
No, because we don't need
to. So as soon as I get on the freeway, everyone's in the right lane. And I'm like, I screwed up. Everybody's getting off. The freeway must be closed. And then I see the blinking light thing above it that says, oh, yeah, the freeway's flooded at Buckeye.
So now you're in your car like.
Yes, I am. That's exactly how I was in my car.
I am going to shove that soundboard down his throat.
My Glock 45, and I was just like running down the highway, just. Yes, exactly. And I realized it takes me another 20 minutes to go 1 mile to get off.
Yes, hold on, Ryan. We're going to get back to your story. I have to set this visual for those that are not watching us on Ustream. When D-Tay tries to get to the sound effects because he's trying to be timely with the story, when you talk about the gun and he gets to it, it looks like every muscle in his body is locking up to focus all the energy into hitting that one button. His entire brain shuts off. You can literally see sports stats oozing out the side of his head just to hit that gunshot button in time and in rhythm. It's killing me.
White knuckle constipation.
It's absolutely crazy because here's Ryan, where I'm really going to throw him off. It would be horrible if he had really bad gas, uncontrollable gas, where he couldn't get to it in time because it's just horrible. Oh, okay.
He got there. And he's just going for it. All of
he is concentrating on that soundboard. Like, it is a.
The squeaker is funny for me. I don't know.
Okay. All right, Ryan. So you get on the freeway. The freeway's closed because we don't feel that. Number one, the reason why you guys don't have any signage letting you know freeway
started.
Please isolate that.
And that wasn't from the sound bit. It will be next week.
But it definitely will be in there. That totally derailed me. So you have the reason why we don't put the signage up down there to warn the people in the ghetto is because there's not enough room on the sign to put it in English and Spanish.
Yeah, I don't even. And you know, it wouldn't be effective if it wasn't in both. We know that
clearly.
But anyway, I've basically come to the conclusion from it took me an hour and 15 minutes to get out of the South Side, really, and get back on the freeway, and it took me 15 minutes to get from there to the studio.
Because I was doing the mental math in my head. Uh-huh. Because I had called you when I was on my way. I was flying down the 101 south, and I hit like Peoria, and it started raining. It was sprinkling when I pulled out of my house in North Glendale.
Yeah.
I hit down the 101 south, or the 101 west, heading south to go get the Mocha Cub.
Yeah.
And I hit Peoria, and it started raining. And then it started raining a little more. And by time I hit northern, I couldn't even see 5 feet in front of
my car. That's 1 mile for those who don't know, Peoria to northern.
Literally. I could not see Dunlap 5
2 miles?
Yeah, and Dunlap doesn't even connect to the... It's not Dunlap, it's Olive.
Yeah, it's Olive.
Oh. It's Olive when you get that far west.
Okay, gotcha.
So I couldn't see 5 feet. I couldn't see my headlamps. I couldn't see anything. Everybody started turning on their hazard lights. And then, of course, there's always that one a-hole that says to them that I could just only hear the thought process in their mind. It is raining cats and dogs. It's not just raining, but it's 40-mile-an-hour winds as well.
Yeah.
And I happen to be driving my car, which is now completely turned into a pontoon boat. And I'm rowing down the 101, and this big SUV who just thinks that the world is his oyster, and just because his massive $4,000 tires can cut through the rain, can speed up and flash his lights at everybody.
Oh, of course.
Because we're all stopping, because it was unnerving. It was frightening driving in it when you can't see 5 feet in front of yourself. I guess his truck was lifted so high he must have been over the storm going down the 101. So when I got off on Northern, and that's when I had called you and I said, hey, you know, if we have a late start to the show, we have a late start to the show. But that was at like 2:17. So I still beat you to the studio. So I was doing some mental math. You know, me and DT were sitting down in the lobby, you know, and after DT was like, Corey, please stop touching me right there. I was like, you know, when I really think about how long it should take Ryan to get here, even in the rain, if he would have left when I called you at 2:17 and I wasn't keeping track.
Yeah.
And you said you'll be leaving in 10 minutes. That would have put you out at 2:27. How did I get all the way from West South Phoenix, Litchfield Goodyear area to the studio and faster than you?
Yeah, the answer is that all of our lights are out and people are retarded.
Okay, so I have stoplights.
That's actually mean to people who are mentally handicapped, because we are below that down there when it comes to our driving.
Pretty much.
So,
pitch poke, you owe me a Coke.
I owe you more than that.
Hey!
Yeah,
there we go.
Right there on
he
it.
Had that one queued up. He was very relaxed with that one. Good.
No, I basically came to the conclusion that if there is a natural disaster where we have to flee the city, or not even a natural disaster, if for some reason Mexico decides to invade or whatever, ISIS comes off of Sky Harbor, we're the ghetto die first.
Yes.
That's the end of it. We have no escape plan.
Right.
If they blew out the lights, we have no like backup generator to run lights or anything. We don't have the mental capacity to understand four-way stops. We're dead. That's it. Doesn't matter how many Glock 45s I have, I'm gone. I mean, I'm telling you, I could have a shotgun. It doesn't matter what I got.
I would hate for a bullet to ricochet. Oh, you did. That was an accident.
No, you were not ready. I knew where the bullet was.
Ricochet, you did not know where the ricochet was.
I did know, because when the first times I was doing the Glock 45 and I was like this, afterward, when you guys started talking, I was like. So I knew where they were.
Which ones they were.
He did that.
I knew.
That was just pure luck.
It's Glock is two, and then shot is one, ricochet is that, is three, and then the small ricochet. It's fun.
Fair enough. Well, Ryan, to your point, the reason why, if there is a natural disaster or if Mexico decides to attack, we need them to go through South Phoenix and kill all y'all off first so us rich people can get out the way.
So you can get out of there. That's definitely one.
We got to get you out of the way. You don't live in the South Phoenix hood.
Yes, technically I do. I live in the Southwest Phoenix hood.
I don't think it's considered the hood, though.
It's closer to Levine, but it's still South Phoenix.
Yeah.
I don't think it's considered the hood. Now, there are some hood rats that are in that area, but I don't spend a lot of time in there.
There's hood rats at almost any Walmart you go to, though, to be fair.
That's very true. That is so true.
Bench poke, you owe me a Coke.
What in the world is happening? Oh, my God.
We're becoming the same.
Please cue up the sexy love music, because I feel a moment coming on.
I don't know if we're able
to get to it, you know.
There it is.
That's it. Is anybody else have a half chub right now? Because I do. Nothing. What?
No. Huh?
Wait, did you say you have one of these going?
This was a bad idea.
He knows like 12.
Definitely
buttons.
Don't have that going.
That was me. That was me, and now that's you going.
He has like 12 buttons, and he's got them.
My eye!
13.
Why would you? Okay. This, when he plays a sound, do you notice that his face is reacting to the sound?
Yeah, it does. I've never had this much power before. I've never touched the soundboard.
You underestimate my power!
Oh, no. That, like, that's funny to you right now, just in context, but sure. That's even funnier for me and Ryan, because we had a pre-show debate about Star Wars heading up to the show Tuesday.
Big time.
Like, we rewrote the first three Star Wars.
Episodes 1, 2, and 3.
For episode those, 1, 2,
and 3.
Because
that's confusing because okay, of the yeah, time. Yeah,
you're right, but. You're right. Not the first three put out, but episodes 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
The newer ones. We rewrote those in Ryan's car while we were headed up here. And then, like, we badmouthed the acting. We talked about the dude from Jumper, how he was, "You underestimate my power. You underestimate me." It was horrible.
I don't know
horrible.
What, any, I don't
yes,
know what
you
any
do.
Of that means.
At the very last of the third one, when he tries to jump over Obi-Wan Kenobi and gets his legs cut off.
Star Wars?
Yes.
Or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Now, speaking of Star Wars, okay, have you watched The Clone Wars? I know you're watching.
I'm watching it, but I'm not that far.
Okay, I knew they were going to geek
there's
out
a,
on
there's
this.
A part, there's a part where Obi-Wan meets a senator that he used to have a crush on,
okay.
But because of the order, he couldn't be with her.
Okay.
Her name was Satine.
Okay.
Now, the way that plays in is because today I was slipping through my channels on basic television, and 45 was playing Moulin Rouge. And who's the piano, the writer guy in there? Ewan McGregor, who plays Obi-Wan Kenobi. What's the name of Nicole Kidman's character in Moulin Rouge? Satine. Huh. And I was like,
that's pretty interesting.
So you guys put little subliminable stuff quotes.
I would know what that means, but I was too busy eating.
I was about to say, wait a second. So
we gotta take a break. So hungry.
I'm sorry.
How dare you? Oh, if there's one thing, can't believe you played that over Gavin.
I'm sorry.
What's this?
I'm sorry.
It's Gavin. It's Gavin DeGraw.
Obviously, he just had Gavin.
I figured it was Gavin.
Clearly. It's fire. All right, let's take a quick break here on Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after these. Because we don't know how to quit. Let's start a riot tonight. A pack of lions tonight. In this world, he who stops won't get anything he wants. Play like the top 1%. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by They're Back. I've got the champions. No, not the champions. I'm sorry. It's brought to you by Fathead For Real. They are back. Yeah. Fathead For Real, part of the Lids.com family, offers wall decals, murals, and stickers. It's football season with Fathead For Real. You can trick out your man cave and send jealousy raging through the bodies of your friends. Or add some colorful enjoyment to a child's room with their favorite DC comic character. And if that doesn't tickle your fancy, take a photo of someone and have it blown up to a cartoon size cutout. Die cast cutout provided by Fathead For Real. You can get cutouts as well as your favorite sports athletes as well. You know, the big faces that you see people holding up at the games, you know, big things. You can get those made all at Fathead For Real. Simply click the Fathead For Real banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Don't miss these amazing, one-of-a-kind, high-quality prints. Fathead For Real, part of the Lids family. Now, back at FatGuyRadioShow.com.
I'm going to make one of myself. Take it to games.
I want
to
make one of myself, too.
Really confuse people.
Like, who is that guy? What number is he?
Hold
is
on
that
a minute.
Zoran Dragic?
We are the champions.
This is from Dolphin Tale 2 that just came out.
I heard this one. You know when I heard this one?
What?
When we were headed all the way out to Timbuktu to watch the Motown Miracles.
That's. Oh, yeah, we did play this in the
we had the whole vehicle. Album going.
No, I don't. No, because I didn't have this one then. Or yeah, I did.
Yeah, you had this song. I don't think you had this album yet, but you had this song.
I did.
You were telling
me
about Dolphin Tale
2. Yeah.
And I was like, wait, they made a second. How do you make a sequel of that? Oh, because we had to add a mother. now the dolphin has to be a mother to another dolphin. It's not really hers. Okay. And I was like, what?
Well, you get ready for your D-Tay tweet. Nope, that's the wrong bed.
Is it?
Can't use that one.
What bed is it?
It's going to be on, I think it's on bed one.
Bed one? That's four.
That's four.
Okay.
You got to go to bed one.
That's farts.
That's farts. It's bed one.
Bed one.
And
okay.
It's down at the bottom, and it says something D-Tay tweet.
No, there's not one that says D-Tay tweet.
If I saw it,
Pat for
anyway,
it, Ryan.
So, I'm just going to go into sports. Something actually that's really cool that happened since Tuesday.
Hey, wait a minute. What about the, very quickly, if you're going to go into sports, how about the
Bledsoe got time.
Well, I don't care about that. He's a punk bitch.
Zoran Dragic got time.
Well, congratulations, Zoran.
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 The Goran brother. And Zoran.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to confuse the hell out of us.
Is Zoran a point guard as well?
No, he's an SG.
Okay, good.
Okay, I can care less about Bledsoe. He's a punk bitch, little crybaby.
That's true.
And he will always be a little punk bitch crybaby on Fat Guy Radio Show. You guys can circle J to him all you want on Full Court Press Radio. But here, speaking, because I've listened to the last three of your shows, and oh my God, can you guys do any more freaking Bledsoe segments? But yes. I digress on Bledsoe.
We can. And we will.
I've never said anything about the Phoenix Suns before.
Next Tuesday, can we do a whole show?
We're
going to
do a
Bledsoe?
Whole Bledsoe show.
We're going to find out what he likes to eat.
Yeah. Yeah, you go right ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Where
just
he
go
put
ahead.
His knee after
while
they
you
took
guys
it out.
Are, while you guys are sitting around there with a picture of Bledsoe laying in the middle of the console, pulling your foreskins over your face, you go ahead and just enjoy it and just have a good time. But Bledsoe is the little punk bitch. He cried and he moaned
for
about
allergy.
It. And I predict when it comes to Bledsoe, he's going to end up getting injured within the first couple of months of the new season, and he won't even play. He's going to Channing Frye us, because Channing Frye did the same thing. We gave him that big deal, and then he went out and his heart started murmuring at us. It's going to happen the same thing. But screw all that, because I need to know what this is. I didn't watch it. I didn't see it. But I'm hearing that it was fantastic of a moment. The Derek Jeter final play as a New York Yank meet.
He had a walk-off RBI, so that's pretty cool.
So I guess it's like... It was like they sent off their closer, and their closer ends up tying it up. And then Derek Jeter was up to bat third, and he came up, and he it was his last game, so he ended up winning it.
Yeah.
And it was, I heard that it was a spectacular moment. I didn't watch it. I didn't know that it was happening. I didn't even know he was retiring or whatever he was doing. But... As you can see, I did read a couple of internet articles to kind of get some details on it.
It's actually really cool because actually what they were going to do at first, they didn't win or lose. They were going to have Derek Jeter come out and walk the bases last time. And then Joe Paterno and all them people, Joe Torre, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
Joe Torre and all the people, what's the Mariano Rivera?
Rivera.
They were all going to sit there and like stand at the end and then walk them in, like, welcome to the club of retired Yankees.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
Like, and they were going to walk off together, and that's going to be it.
That was going to be it.
But they end up tying up the game, and then he comes up, the player's on first, right? Or second.
Who's on first?
That's a good joke.
Exactly.
Though. Who's on first is exactly. That's a really
Who's
good,
on first? I don't know.
That's a really good joke.
I thought you said, no, I don't know what's on third.
No, wins on second.
Wins on second? Well, who's on first?
Exactly. Okay, so then he comes up. He hits a double.
Such a stupid show.
And it ends up bringing in the runner.
What? I don't even want to know what a double is. I'm going to act like there's somebody out there that knows what that is.
Did he hit a double or just a single?
No, it was a double.
It was a double?
It was a double because he went to second, and it brought the dude from second to home.
Yeah, sure.
And so basically it was – Was it a great
– of a moment
it was
as
a great moment.
They are
it,
making it,
looked,
it to
it
seem.
It looked like it was going to go, like, it looked like it had the potential to be a home run, but it, like, fell short, and then it ended up being a double at the trap.
All right.
Back at the... At
well,
the
I heard about it. There were a lot of people that were talking about it. I saw it on the internets, and I figured that it was a big story that we wanted to cover. But, Ryan, we have the segment that is sweeping the nation. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is What the Hell is Corey Tweeting with D-Tay?
Yeah, there we go. Now, okay.
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
All right.
So today on What the Hell is Corey Tweeting?
What the hell am I tweeting?
The real Corey Blaze, at Corey Blaze, tweeted out 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
At Walmart employees are useless. Never mind asking a customer if they need help after they've winked around the store three times. Pound, useless cows. Corey, what the hell were you tweeting?
Well, first off, allow me to make a spelling correction. It was after I walked around the store three times. Now, I'm gonna preface.
No. You wrote wanked.
I did. I wrote wanked because I was pissed.
Yeah, he
I was in
it.
My car. I was driving and I was texting. Now, let me preface this by saying what happened this night that brought on that text is totally my fault because I opened up my big fat mouth. Okay? This is why I should, and I kept telling myself, this is my fault, this is my fault. So, DT, we've said on the show, it's very well documented. Hey, listener, Gail, we haven't talked to her in a while. It's very well documented on the show that you and I just started new numbers jobs.
Yes.
Okay? Well, I'm at my new numbers job. I'm almost out of the stage on trying to impress them with my skills and abilities. So we were all gathered around this meeting, and there was an auction or something that we had to do for the organization, and every department within the organization was supposed to put together a gift basket, and then they were going to auction it off. So we came up with doing like a gift card gift basket. So everybody was like, okay, well, everybody stop and get a gift card. We have to figure out a way to put it together.
Yeah.
So I came up with the bright idea. It was the best idea I should have never had. I came up with the idea that, hey, why don't we get one of those multiple pitcher thingies that like the multiple pitcher fans where you can clip pitchers in each one of the slots. We'll get one of those and we'll attach the gift cards to those.
Oh, that sounds good.
Right. It was a beautiful idea at the time. So everybody goes off. They're like, okay, great, Corey. And then we're going to take it. We're going to put it in one of our company mugs. And then we had some plastic somewhere that we could have wrapped around it. It would have been an amazing presentation, right?
Okay.
This was Tuesday. Tuesday that this was all agreed upon. And here's the thing. They didn't come to me and ask me to come up with this idea. I opened up my big, fat, chicken, watermelon, D-Tay-kissing lips and said I would do this, knowing good gosh darn well I didn't have not one extra minute of time on Tuesday night because I had to come into the studio, listen to Full Court Press Radio, try my best to sabotage that show. Then I had to work on all of the prep and the behind because we were doing all these new videos for Facebook.
Yeah.
So I had all that to work on. Plus, I bought a new car now, 3 weeks ago, and I still don't have insurance on it. So I've got a lot of other stuff that I got to get going on in my life. So the last thing that I needed to do was open up my mouth and volunteer to go buy this item. It was 10:50 before I was able to finish completing what I needed to do. So the first thing I do is I get up and I head to Target hoping that it was open because Target was the last place I saw something like this multiple picture holder.
Uh-huh. Well, okay. Here you didn't at Target.
Right. You're right. you're absolutely
well,
right.
Well, that's because Target, they actually have lives and they close at 10.
Yeah. So they close at 11 and I pulled up at 10:56 where the little 17-year-old had turned off the automatic doors and he was manually opening it for people so customers can leave, but he wasn't letting anybody back in. Uh-huh. So this is cue up the sad music. This is the epitome of what happened. I'm standing in the Target parking lot, right? And then I look at the guy opening the doors and the lights in the parking lot just go off.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the sad music is. Is this it?
No, that's not sad music. It's in one of the corners. Try that corner. No, that's not it. The lights, literally, I'm standing there, Ryan. It's just like, oh, Target's. That's what you heard after there that. That was it. Very good, Dita. Very good. So I get back in the car. And I hightail it to Walmart.
Uh-huh.
The closest Walmart I could find. It's now 11:10 at night. And I'm irritated because I should not have opened up my mouth knowing that I had a lot of stuff going on. This is my fault. So I get to my cobblestone Walmart at 11:30 now.
Okay.
I walk in. There's boxes everywhere because all the stocky boys are out. You know, they're stocking the shelves and whatnot. So I'm tripping over stuff like that. I go through the home decoration area. Nothing.
Okay.
I go over to the little girly section. I'm thinking, okay, this is something that a girl would have in a room. Nothing. I'm like, okay, well, clearly this is someplace else in the store. I kid you not. I walked that Walmart store three times, up and down each aisle looking for this item, because remember, this is a new job and I'm still trying to depress everybody. It's the new job depression. That's
You want?
I deserve that. I really do. So I walked around that store for three times. This was before the tweet went out. When I was walking through the store, aisle by aisle, I passed what I could. I walked by who what I would equivalent to be 50 Walmart employees. And for those of you that are watching us on Ustream, the whole time I'm walking around, I had this look on my face. The look of confusion, the look of wonder, the look of, oh, this, I need help.
Hold on. Do the face again. I'll tell you what the Walmart employees thought your inner monologue was. Hogan, is this what exercise feels like?
No. Do the face again. Do the face again. This doesn't look like the Chinese food restaurant.
You know what? There's a part of me that hates all of you, but there's a bigger part of me that loves you, D-T.
I walk a smaller part.
That's a very small part. I'm going to turn that button off. I walk by 50 Walmart employees, blue shirts, everybody.
Yeah.
Nobody paid attention. If not anything, you would think that somebody would have said something to me, because it's now 12:15 in the morning.
Sir, and our subway's in front.
And there is a guy that appears to be of darker complexion. You would think somebody would have stopped and asked me what was going on.
So there was a brother in there.
Yeah.
Brother was like,
it's a guy that look like the way that I look, the way I come across.
If they thought you were trying to steal something, they knew that you didn't want them around. They're trying to be considerate of your needs.
No one helped me at all. And I'm sure Walmart probably had this item, but no one would give me any direction except one guy. One guy, I come down the aisle. I'm in the dish area. He's stacking plates. Taking them out of boxes and stacking plates.
Spinning them.
I walk up. This is the third time. This is my third trip through the store. I walk up. He looks up at me. He makes eye contact with me. And he looks at me, Ryan, and you know what he says?
What's he say?
How's it going? And I replied, a little confused, looking for something here. His response? Nothing. Crickets. Nothing. He turned his back to me and completed stacking plates. At that point is when the tweet came to my mind. Walmart employees are freaking useless.
I can sit here whacking the whole
I'm whacking through your store the whole time. You're probably looking at me through the camera saying, why is that guy doing that very, very short gesture in front of his pants?
Why is that guy stuck in the tweezer aisle?
Yeah, why is he in the tweezer aisle? And oh my God, I think his drink must have spilled, because there's a little small droplets of puddle of white goop that has fallen from his hand.
Too far.
But nobody wanted to help me. So you know what I ended up doing? I got so pissed off because, number one, I'm already irritated at myself that I opened up my freaking mouth and said that I would bring this item. Mm-hmm. Now I'm irritated by the fact that nobody was there to help me. I'm wandering around, looking around, flustered. You know what I did? I took the Walmart basket and I just shoved it with medium strength, not as hard as I could, just shoved it, and I think it flew into like an end cap with like baby's diapers on it. And I didn't care what damage it caused. I was pissed, and I walked the hell up out the Walmart. And I turn around and I give him two California salutes, for those of you watching us on Ustream, and I beat cheeks out of there. And then I'm thinking, okay, where else do they have picture frames? So I get back in the car.
All right, you got back in the car.
And you took the funk off of it after you repeated it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I went and I hopped in the car.
He hopped in the car.
See, you took the funk off of it too. Oh my God. See, you're white. You're sexy. I'm in the car. I say, I've seen these things before at Walgreens. Kid you now, Ryan. It's 1 a.m. in the morning.
Are Walgreens even open at 1 a.m. in the morning?
You gotta find a 24-hour one, which happened to be. Which I smell like Bill Cosby. What happened to be. 10 miles from the Walmart cobblestone where I was at shopping for the same thing with my son Theo. 10 miles away. So wow. I get back in the car, started up. I'm heading out of the parking lot. I'm pissed. I'm hoping that nobody saw me knock over that diaper stand with the basket, right?
A pregnant mom.
I'm just pissed. Pregnant mom just sitting there, baby, wetting himself, just pissing all over the place. I look down at the baby. I'm like, we have something in common.
He was pretty quick on that one.
Yeah, he was. I get in the car, turn the car on. I realize that I'm down to like a fourth of a tank of gas, and I got 10 miles to go.
And no insurance.
No insurance. And so I make it to the Walgreens. 24 hours. I get out. I go on the Walgreens. The hairy overnight guy. It's 1 a.m. in the morning. The hairy overnight guy that's just way too happy to be up at 1 a.m.
Uh-huh. It's because he's in cahoots with the 24-hour pharmacist.
Literally. Good night. Welcome to Walmart. Or welcome to Walgreens. Thank you for shopping Walgreens. Be well. You be well, some of my bitch. I'm looking for a pitcher holder. So I walk down the pitcher aisle. Nothing. Ain't got every type of frame you could possibly think of except this particular frame. So then I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's something that somebody would put on their desk.
Uh-huh.
So all I right. go over to the office supply. I'm thinking detail. I'm thinking. I'm trying my best. I'm trying to put my mind around trying to get this stupid piece of crap so I can take it back in so I can depress these people at my new job. So I finally, I walk over to the office area. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing there. There was cup holders. They had Dora Explorer and Hannah Montana. And what's that chick that was down at the jobbing.com the other day that my daughter went to the show? The new Katy Perry. They had everything like that, but they didn't have nothing that was you could click little pictures to. So I think to myself, okay, what's another idea? Fry's Marketplace. Aren't they 24 hours?
No.
No.
I didn't know that, but I learned that that night.
Fry's Marketplace closes at 9.
How do you not
nine?
Know what hour a grocery store closes?
Because I normally go to Fry's Marketplace like at 11 o'clock, but that's like, you know, around Christmas time when they have extended hours clearly.
Yeah. They
Fry's,
close at 10, I
the
think.
Fry's Marketplace by my house closes the same time the Target closed, so I waste my time going there. So then I'm thinking, okay, what else is 24 hours that has picture frames? Savis Pharmacy.
Savis
Pharmacy.
Yeah, Savis always has all that stuff.
Yeah, they do. Walk in there. No. They had all that stuff, but the stuff that I needed didn't even happen.
You so go you, to like a 24-hour Kinko's or something?
I've totally forgot about 24-hour Kinko's. I probably could have found it there. No, there's no chance. At that point, I break down in the Savis parking lot. I'm in full tears.
It's like
I'm upset.
2 in the morning.
It's 2 a.m. in the morning.
Way past your bedtime.
I'm mad. And I got to be at work early, an hour and a half early. Early in the morning. I had to be there the next day and I'm driving around. So I kid you not. I take my phone. I send a text to my new boss at now 1:30 in the morning telling her without fail. I says, I'll read the text verbatim. It was not without full attempt, I was unable to acquire the pitcher holder. Nothing back.
P.S. I'm very hungry right now.
I was just sad. I didn't, and it was all because I opened up my stupid mouth. I should have never opened up my mouth. I'm never volunteering for another thing ever again. Never, ever, ever, never, 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 ever again. Because my life is just too busy, too full to go and do something as simple as that. So you know what we ended up doing, Ryan? You'd be really proud of it.
What'd you do?
I ended up going to like, we have a little arts and craft area because we had a school that used to be on our campus.
Okay.
And they had a whole lot of arts and craft stuff. I ended up using skewers that I stuffed into a piece of foam that I ripped out of a toner cartridge.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And stuck those in and then taped the gift cards to it in the cup.
So it worked. It worked out.
It worked out. Look, ghetto as hell, but it worked out. All right. We'll be right back on the other side of this break, and we're going to find out if any of us have any bucket list. You're listening to the Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com, coming to you underwater in Glendale, Arizona. You're listening to the song stylings of the Miracles Love Machine. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. DT, get ready with that sounder for Halo 6, because this... Let's try it again. This portion of the show is brought to you by Halo 6. Halo 6, proud partner of Fat Guy Radio Show. I vape with a G6 Emerald Green model, and my e-liquid flavor is Sub-Zero Menthol. I love it. You will, too. I guarantee you will. If it's, the holiday season is coming up, this would be a good time to introduce that friend, that family, that loved one to electronic cigarettes. You will be surprised. They will be surprised at how it still fulfills you. One thing that I hear from a lot of people that still smoke traditional tobacco products is that they say, I'm afraid if I switch to e-cigs, it won't give me the same fulfillment as I get from smoking traditional tobacco products. And I tell them all the time, that's not true. Give it a try. You can get started on change back on a $70 bill. Change back will get you started with everything you need from Halo Cig. That will be your charger, your cartomizers, a 5-milliliter e-liquid bottle, everything you need to get started. And it comes in a beautiful little carry-in case with a charger that goes on the wall or in the car or USB. You can charge it while you're sitting there listening to the show or watching us on Ustream Live every Saturday at 4 p.m. Isn't it nice how I rolled our commercial into Halo 6 commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah. Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby. Give it to me. DT.
Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby.
I have a... That was inappropriate, but it worked. Here's the thing. Do you guys have a bucket list?
Yeah, sort of. Like, not written down. No. I ain't like Morgan Freeman status over here.
Really?
Yeah. No. I don't think I have one.
You don't have
a
bucket list?
You don't have things you want to do before you die?
No, not before you die, before you kick the bucket.
No, like, I don't really... I there's things I want to do, but, like, I don't have a timetable, like... If I don't do it before I kick the bucket, I don't really care.
If you were to come up with a list right now, what would that list be?
Have sex with Halle Berry.
Of course. Okay. Right at the top of the line, his first
Halle
thought.
Berry.
His first thought comes from the head below his belt.
Can we figure out how old she is?
How
Kerry,
old Halle
Kerry
Berry?
Washington.
No, we don't. I'm afraid.
And then Kerry Washington. There's multiple. They're just women. That's his bucket list right there.
I have a
your bucket list is filled of nothing but TNA.
List.
It's a condom list. It's a condom list. Well, hey, whatever you do, make sure that you take on my new life persona, which is pants down, eyes closed.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I do. I don't have a bucket list myself. I don't know why I thought about this, but I was watching that movie Bucket List.
Is it good?
Morgan Freeman and
yeah,
Morgan,
it was okay.
I don't know the other guy.
What, the guy from all the Lakers games?
I can't remember what his name was.
Oh, Jack Nicholson.
Either.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. I watched it because it came across on the old Amazon Instant Play recommended watches.
Oh, okay.
So I just happened to just, you know, clicky-clicky on it, and I watched it. And I'm like, you know what? Clicky-clicky. And I don't have a bucket list because... I've never thought about that. I mean, why would you want to sit around and just think about your intimate demise?
I think it's more about goals, period. Life goals. They don't have to be, I'm going to do them after I retire. I think that movie puts it in a perspective that I don't think is necessarily what everybody has.
I liked it, but there were a little gaping holes in the movie, and I don't want to get all into the movie. It was a pretty good movie, but it made me think about, you know, I guess you're right, Ryan. It is all about life goals. And so forth. But who sits down and like says, I want to do these things before I die? That's like realizing. I mean, how often do you sit around and say, you know, one day I'm going to die? We all know it's going to happen. But why would you sit around and think about it?
I'm going to live forever.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, man. You know what? You,
we're still in that stage of our life. I have life goals. Forever. I have life goals, but I don't necessarily put them in perspective. No. I don't say.
You had life goals all the way up until March.
Whatever.
You don't have life goals anymore.
For example.
You now have her goals.
All right. For example, one would be I want to go to Europe eventually.
Sure.
But it's not like before I die. It's not like if I find out I have cancer tomorrow, the first thing in my head is going to be I need to go to Europe. The first thing in my head is going to be I have cancer.
I need to go to the MD Anderson Cancer Center.
Yes.
That's going to be my first thought. I'm going to need to go to the MD Anderson Cancer Center.
My first thought is I don't look good bald.
you would. You'd be would.
I shaved my head before. It wasn't a pretty thing.
Hey, but anything you do is always going to make you still look fine as hell today, boy. I had to get that somewhere. I don't have a bucket list, but there are things, if I was to sit down, there are things that I want to do, and there are people that I want to do.
Like what?
Like Halle Berry, Kerry Washington.
Nia Long and Stacey Dash.
Yeah.
There they are, right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, that you guys hit all of the lists. How did you know? Eyes on your own paper.
No, I honestly, I don't have a bucket list at all. Like,
really?
There's, I have goals that I want like to achieve by the future, but like I said, if I die before I achieve them, like, no skin off my nose. Like, I'm not really, like, stressing for them.
Really?
To where it's like, oh, I have to do this before I die or else my life was completely shammed.
I don't think that's how people put their bucket list, though, either. Like, right? I think they're just like, I would like to be able to do this before I die. If I don't, I don't. My life leads me a different direction. I think there is an immature way of making life end goals, and that's like the, this is going to ruin my life if I don't do it. And yeah. then there's a mature way.
Right.
Yeah, like, I think I made my life goals the mature way. Like, I want to have a house before I die. But I really don't have to have a house before I die.
I have showed you the door to all those dreams. You just got to walk through that door.
I'll be back, ladies and gentlemen.
I think a bucket list is probably cool, but I think it's almost, you can also set yourself up for failure. Because yeah. what if you do, you know, have this whole list, then before you know it, you open up your eyes and you're standing there at St. Peter's Gate, and you're like, oh, crap, God, I gotta go back.
Well, what if you do them all and you don't feel fulfilled?
Yeah!
Like, what if you say, these will give me a fulfilling life, and then you do them and you still don't feel fulfilled?
Or what if you did them all and you get to heaven and he said, because you did all that stuff on your bucket list, you can't come in here.
Kerry Washington, Halle Berry,
Kerry Washington. Yeah. Daniel Taylor. What? What? Sorry.
I don't think anyone else got that.
All right. We got to take a break, our last break. We got to pay some bills, folks. All right, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show at FatGuyRadioShow.com. When we get back, I don't know which way I want to go, if I want to talk about ISIS for a quick few moments or if I want to go around and just ask you guys some hack radio questions.
I don't know enough about ISIS.
All right, let's talk about hack radio questions. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Bad guys. Freeze. Put up your hands and surrender to me. I
know I'm easy to read. It's all because of you. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. I don't care where we sleep tonight. Kevin DeGraw. I don't care if they cheat or outside. You know what you gotta do, DT? You know what to do. You gotta make. All right, folks. Hey, you know what? I'm doing a pretty good job producing the show and running the show, but I'm sure glad Ryan is here, too, because, damn, I could be confused. All right, this segment of the show is brought to you by Stitcher Radio. Download Stitcher Radio at fatguyradioshow.com/StitcherRadio, where you can stream this show live to your, not live, stream it directly to your phone without any syncing needed. Stitcher Radio allows you, yeah, along with Full Court Press Radio is also on Stitcher. But when you go to Stitcher Radio through fatguyradioshow.com/StitcherRadio, when you register your Stitcher Radio app, make sure you enter promo code FatGuyRadio. It tells Stitcher Radio that we recommended you, and you know what? We get a little bit of love from Stitcher Radio. Come on, folks. We're trying to feed our families doing this. There's no bones about it. We're open. We're honest. We're not telling you to do it just because we want to see our name show up on a list. We want to do it because we need to put some money in the kitty. So when you register your Stitcher Radio app, make sure you enter in Fat Guy Radio, all one word, in the How You Heard About Us field on fatguyradioshow.com/StitcherRadio. All right, DT.
Yeah.
What, Ryan, you okay over there?
This thing's fun, man. I haven't played with it in a long time.
I know,
it's
right?
That little gooey jelly thing that has two columns. Like,
do you know
two
how long
sections.
I've had that?
5 years.
No, longer 10 years. Than that. No, I've had that since I was a sophomore in high school. It was given to
so
me.
So 50 years?
It was either, yeah, 50 years. It was either given to me or I stole it from the drama department from my high school.
He will neither confirm nor deny either.
I will
either.
Not confirm nor deny that or that other thing I have never confirmed nor denied.
Which
on
also
the show.
Happened in the drama department.
That's the sarcastic laugh that means it's really true.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's true.
I love our moment in the car.
That's the real laugh right there. We got the real laugh and the fake laugh all in like a minute.
Please find the sexy music. The love music. The love music.
I don't know where the love was.
The love music is on Bay 2.
Oh, is it?
Go to 2. It's called No Love Something. It's something, No Love Something. There we go. I love our car rides.
I do too.
there is a part of me that's going to go to the nearest ATM to pay you to do stuff that you wouldn't normally do, that you're going to have to pray about tomorrow morning.
And there's a part of me that wants to get that money, but mainly want to do what I normally wouldn't do without that money. And I would definitely pray tomorrow.
You know that sound effect that you've been playing with all day?
Yeah.
Go ahead and switch to that now, because it's happening. Go ahead. There you go. Now that was comedy timing. All right, push your stop. Hack radio question time.
Yay.
What's hack radio question? All right,
and you get ready for the closer music so we can go out on a funny, funny waka waka.
Okay.
Hack radio questions are stupid questions that people ask just because they're hacks.
Oh, okay. Like trolling.
No, just like stupid questions that really have no meaning other than to fill radio time.
So it's like,
what is your greatest fear?
Oh, I thought it was going to be like, why is six afraid of seven? Because seven, eight, nine.
Ah! Corny Joe. Waka, waka, waka.
Room shut.
It's on bay one. There you go.
Let's not have it up all the way.
Hey.
Let's try that again. Why is six afraid of seven?
Why?
Because seven, eight, nine.
Did you hear it that time, you son of a monkey?
Yes.
Did you hear it that time?
I'll be here all week.
Yeah.
Except for on Mondays, Sundays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
How come your Monday comes before your Sunday?
Because every Monday is like a Sunday.
Because
I don't know.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Sunday and the ice cream form. Sunday and ice cream. All right, Ryan. Question to you.
All right.
What is your worst, greatest fear?
I have no idea. Probably something that I couldn't control, like tornadoes or something.
Tornadoes.
I have no idea.
All right. Mokaka, what is your greatest fear?
My greatest fear is feeling inadequate.
Oh.
Like.
Definitely not a feeling of undersized.
No, like, I feel like my greatest fear is, like, I'll find that person or, like, I'll be at a job that I really, really love.
Sure.
And I'm doing it, and I'm thinking I'm doing a great job. And at the end of the day, they're saying, you know what? You're not what we need.
I hate that. One of my greatest fears, Mocha Cup, ask me, so I don't answer my own question.
Hey, Papa Bear.
Yes?
What is your greatest, biggest fear?
Drowning in a room. I have this fear.
What?
I have
of course we laugh at his. Anyway.
I have
you float.
Yeah. No, but a room has a ceiling.
Open
when
the
I
door.
See, when I, no, I see this. I have this scene in my head that I'm in this like downstairs room or something, and water comes in and it starts to fill up the room, and I get to the last few inches of air at the top of the room where it's just my fat lips pressed firmly
you
up against
them
the
chicken and watermelon lips earlier.
My chicken and watermelon lips are firmly pressed up against the ceiling, trying to grasp that last of air till the room just fills up. And I have a fear of drowning.
I used to be scared of drowning.
I've always had, and when I see like a scene like that in a movie, like if a
Divergent,
boat,
did you see Divergent? They fill her up in the little water cage.
Yeah, in Titanic, the same thing. When the room fills with water, it freaks me out. You can make a whole movie about drowning in a room, and I will be scared crapless the whole time.
What was that one movie called? Open Water. It's not a room.
Is it funny that that's the way I want to go out?
Drowning?
Yeah.
In a room?
No, not in a room. I just want to drown.
Oh
I don't know.
God.
I just think that would be cool. Like just to be sitting there in the pool and just like struggling underwater for air. The next thing you know, you're done.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Sounds amazing. Put that on the bottom of your bucket list. All right, here we go. This is gonna be like one question because we're up on time. If heaven is real, what would you hope God to say when you arrive?
I went first last time, so DT has to go first. This time.
If heaven is real, what would you hope God to say to you when you arrive?
I want to be like, I wish I had, here we go. I got you. DJ.
Of course he's got the God voice because it's so freaking deep. It's not even right.
Welcome to heaven, my son. There's chicken in the back.
We lose. lose. I don't care what we have to say. That was too well put together.
If he wasn't on the sound bit, that would have been a perfect way to get out of the show. So now I have to come up with something funnier to say. I don't know. I would expect God to say, I don't know how the angels lifted your soul when you were so fat on earth.
That made me fart. I just farted.
He farted. I just wanted to say...
Sorry. That was so funny. I just
I immediately went to Finding Nemo. You made me ink.
You made me ink.
I made DJ ink.
I think we just out of the show. You made me ink.
Hit the show closer music. I'm not gonna get any better.
Don't worry. DT brought the Kool-Aid.
That's what you expect God to say. Yeah. Don't worry, DT's got the Kool-Aid. Well, Ryan, thank you very much for coming in and helping out while I was running the ones and twos over here. I definitely needed it, and I do appreciate it. All right, folks, today's show was brought to you by... I'm going to get to that bay in a second here because I've got notes on top of notes on top of notes. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. Amazon has everything you need for all your Halloween or fall celebrations. Avoid the picked over crap in the stores. If you want it, Amazon has it now. Shop now, shop often, and shop Fat Guy Radio Show through Fat Guy Radio. Stop Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent of an authorized representative of the BDB Radio Network.
For advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show, email info@bdbradionetwork.com.
We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Spread the word about the show and subscribe on iTunes and catch the video replay on our exclusive Vimeo page.
Hey!
I'm air drumming.
You are air drumming.
There's nothing else I get to do.
I'm sorry, well, Ryan.
But the funny thing is you're air drumming and...
I forgot. Yeah. I didn't switch the cameras over.
Yeah, so he had you on the isolated air drumming.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That was pretty cool.
We'll let him go out on the isolated drumming right there. Keep drumming, Ryan. All right, for DT, Ryan Scott of Full Court Press Radio. Check out his show on fullcourtpressradio.com every Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. They also stream live as well as we do. And for DT, my sexy mocha cub, I love him more than I absolutely should. Philippians, get back to Phoenix safely. I hope immigration problems don't hold you up at the border. I'm Corey Blaze saying skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top. Bye-bye!
I'll slap in the bass, too. Slap the bass, play the drums.
Hey now, hold on. Wait a minute. Have you looked at our sponsors on fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors? Well, why don't you take your silly ass over there right now and have a gander? There is amazing deals only available to those that listen to fatguyradioshow.com. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell an enemy. fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Now the show's over.
Juan, you're running by it, though.